This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
At 877-881-1053, let's do this. The 6 o'clock sound off, as conceptualized and invented from Brian Broaddus about 2 years ago. Your one opportunity of the week to sound off like you got a pair, compete against your fellow Tolos. A lot to react to, including the breaking news. Daniel Gafford's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks with a right knee sprain. Overall, that's good news. At least it won't impact next season. But I'm starting to feel like now the signs are very clear. This Mavericks team is not even going to make the play-in. Could get good news on Anthony Davis, you know, if you get him back in a couple of weeks. Oh, geez. I mean, how ridiculous is this, the number of injuries and bad luck developments? But that's not the biggest story around the Mavs that you probably want to sound off about. The biggest story about the Mavs is how they silenced and censored their fan base last night at the AAC and looked like the weakest, most insecure organization in all of sport by not allowing a simple Fire Nico chant, sign, or t-shirt. There was even a gentleman who'd taken a piece of tape and blocked out the word Mavs on his t-shirt. He was told he must remove that tape in order to be allowed in. At 877-881-1053. Only a couple of rules. Number one, you got to bring it.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
The second rule, you only have 30 seconds. And the third rule, I can't tell you, but as a hint, we're doing fine. And if you violate it, you'll likely hear the dial tone. Okay. Wolchuk, Broaddus, Lucius, anything you need to get off your chest here before we jump into these phone calls?
No, all good on my end.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, you good?
Yeah, no, we're good. I just saw Terrence Parsons defending Dak in a very weird way about like how bad the Cowboys' defense was in 21, 22, and 23 and showcased the stats. Like his brother's on all three of those defenses, and there was no sacks on any of the three. Like that's just a weird thing. Like you're kind of taking a shot at your brother by saying the defense, like the team around him wasn't good, but you're also focusing on the side of the ball that your brother plays on. This was just weird to me.
I think Dak went overly optimistic in his question about how close are you to the Eagles, yeah. Right? You need some positivity, but that just bordered on delusional.
He's played well against the Eagles.
Yes, he has.
The majority of the time. But yes, the rosters are not the same right
and
now.
And over his career, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a winning record, but the NFL, it's a new year every year, and right now there's a pretty big gap between the Cowboys and the Eagles, and hopefully the front office can do a good job bridging that gap here this offseason. But until further notice, I think Philly, if I had to pick them right now, it's going to go 2-0 against the Cowboys next year.
Hard to argue that.
Okay, let's get this party started at 877-881-1053. We'll take as many calls as we can. Vote on which one we like the best. That'll be your 6 o'clock sound off, champ. We start with Nick in Dallas. Nick, sound off.
Well, boys, we're going to see the taste of medicine that Jerry Jones got Sunday from the Eagles for going all in. And then we're going to see the taste of the medicine that Nico Harrison and the new ownership of the Mavs are going to get whenever the Lakers go to the Western Conference Finals, because Luka's going to go off in the playoffs. And I tell you, they deserve every bit of it they get. I hope that truly, all these Mavs fans don't renew their season tickets and don't keep showing up to games. The fact that you're kicking people out of games because they're protesting. I went to the Thanksgiving game. There were people with bags on their heads. Not one time did someone get ejected or pulled out of the stands at the Cowboy game. What are we doing? I mean, this is straight communist-style stuff that they're implementing at the AAC. I hope they get everything they get, and I hope they miss the playoffs, and then they get the ninth pick from the lottery so they can't even attempt to even get any kind of hope. They deserve everything they get.
Time's up, Nick. Good call. I think you're absolutely right. I don't know if they understand how big of a crisis they're in right now. You know, I feel like they probably believe this is temporary, but the fact that they've lost Anthony Davis now and their ability to win games and stack those up takes away their ability to really remedy this thing.
Yeah.
It might be totally out of control before they get a chance to fix it.
Yep. The season probably can't end fast enough for them now.
Yeah. And there's a lot of basketball to be played. Sure. I mean, we got 2 months of this to go. Yeah. Justin in Fort Worth, line 2, 6 o'clock sound off. Have at it.
Yeah, man. Good night, fellas. Karma is a beast, man. Mm. You start off with Jerry Jones being all in. That got us going a year ago thinking that he was all in. He wasn't. We've gone through the Mavs where we've gone through 20 years of Steve Nash leaving. We had no control on that. We win the championship in 2011. Mark Cuban dismantles the team after we win. And we go through we go through seasons of struggle. We finally get Luka. We have some success, and now you're telling me that you trade Luka for Anthony Davis, who, again, we're talking about, yes, he's a hell of a player, but also he's injury prone. Friday night or whatever that night it was against Houston, he showed what this could be, but Sacramento's game last night showed, man, we just don't have enough. So we'll see what happens, but I'm going to blame it on Jerry's all in a year and a half ago.
Thank you, Justin, in Fort Worth.
That was a Saturday game, too, by the way.
Yeah, Saturday's game was amazing. I couldn't believe what we were looking at there for a while.
For three quarters, it really was like, holy moly, okay. Mm-hmm. This is good.
Last night's game just showed you, without Luka and without the Anthony Davis, how far away you are from being the 10th best team, because that's what Sacramento is, still a half game behind you. Yeah. But I have a feeling that even before we get through these next 4 or 5 games before the All-Star break, you're going to be out of the play-in and won't ever return. Yeah. Black and Gold B here is in the G-Bag Nation 6 o'clock sound off. What you got, Black and Gold?
Man, I wasn't going to take the easy route just talk about the Mavs. That's too easy right now because, I mean, look what they're doing. So what I'm going to say is, man, like right after what you're drinking, what you're thinking on Friday, I went and got 2 cases of beer, a bunch of wings and hot dogs. I wanted to grill out for the Super Bowl. About an hour later, I started feeling sick. And my son got sick. The next day, my wife gets sick. And she's a diehard Eagles fan. So, man, we didn't even get to celebrate the Super Bowl the way we should have. Sucks. So I was going to say bleep you to getting sick at the wrong time. Yeah. And later, man.
It'll ruin the best of plans there. Getting ill, it's bad timing. Mm. I don't know if I could celebrate even if – you know, a family member was an Eagles fan. I think I might just have to go away.
It's like, man, but I'm happy for you, but
Black and Gold's a Saints fan, though, so maybe it doesn't cut that tight for him.
It's going to be a toxic household.
At least one former Saint on the team. Isaiah is line 4. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off like you got a pair, Isaiah.
Man, listen, Dak is over here selling a lie. You just saw the NFC Championship with 2 quarterbacks from your division who's been in the league less time than you, and have made it further than him. He is just the type of quarterback who's going to do good in the regular season, but when it really counts, he's going to throw those 2 interceptions in the playoffs when it matters. On the Mavs side, I feel I'm the outlier. I understand. Luka, hell of a player, man. But I feel the trade-off for getting AD and a healthy Mavs is going to be
sorry, Isaiah, thing. That breaks our code of conduct. You've been censored and kicked off the broadcast. Just playing, buddy. Thank you for the call, though. That hits 30 seconds, Isaiah, and that opens a line at 877-881-1053. Yeah, you know, I feel like the Dak-Jalen Hurts comparison is tough because of how great Jalen Hurts' team is. I think if you gave Dak that same supporting cast, he could make it to the Super Bowl, don't you? I think Dak's good enough to play with that team and, you know, be amazing, but he's always had a major problem with his team, either no defense or no running game. And, you know, a lot of it just comes down to Jerry. I'd like to keep the focus there. Yeah. Seth's on line five. Sound off like you got a pair, buddy.
What's up, guys? What is Nico thinking? First of all, I'm not going to miss Luka. He was a great player, and he sold a lot of tickets, but he has no defense. And he showed us that in the finals last year. I think that L.A. is going to be the place for him to become what he needs to be a great player and be in an all-time great conversation. Good luck to him. I wish him the very best. Nico messed up. But where he messed up even more than that, what's up with the censorship? We haven't seen this much censorship in America since we started complaining about the COVID jabs knocking people down.
Thank you, Seth. Open to line at 877-881-1053. Line six is Matthew. You're in the 6 o'clock sound off. What you got for us, buddy?
Yo, I can sit here and talk about how Luka did play defense. He did improve his defensive numbers when he got criticized about that. I could talk about how Nico was talking about he wasn't a part of the culture, but Nico doesn't know what the culture of Dallas is, which is loyalty. I could talk about how I watched the game the other night with Luka in a Mavs uniform, how I watched it in a Spanish-only broadcast because I couldn't bring myself to watch an English broadcast because I didn't want to hear them giddy and happy and smiling over there, those broadcasters over there. But at this point, I think I've entered the stage of grief where I just want to see someone make a two-minute YouTube highlight video of AD and slow-mo different parts with some badass music and some of the parts with reverse images, you know. So I think I've entered that little laughing stage part of grief at the moment.
There he is. That was a good call, Matthew. A lot of things you could talk about.
Highlight of AD's debut.
Yeah, dude, that was an unbelievable debut.
It was so good. Like,
the block shots, the putbacks.
He was like, this is the best team in the West.
The alley-oops.
You were going back to the finals.
I mean, he was stealing and blocking and assisting.
I mean, this is what we always expected, though, because this is what he is.
Yeah.
He's that damn good until he gets injured.
Yep.
He is, but he wasn't that good. Like, he did his season averages in one half.
He went nuts.
Yeah, he almost had a double-double in the first quarter. It was freaking insane.
It was really unbelievable, and he was so emotionally charged that maybe, you know, that's why he wanted to get back. And when he was walking off the court after that first quarter timeout, and he was like, I'm here.
Oh, that was sick.
I was like, I'm ready. Bye, Luka. You don't play defense. See
welcome,
you later.
Welcome, AD.
Yeah.
He makes me too nervous, bro.
Take off the Luka jersey, start waving it.
It's like, that's right. We need a superstar that's great on both ends of the court.
Nico, you were right. I'm so sorry.
You're a genius, Nico.
Don't kick me out, Nico.
Oh, my goodness. What happened at the end of that third quarter? Anthony in Dallas, line seven. Sound off like you got a pair.
I got a pair because, think about it, boys. Is that the fact that they got rid of Luka for the fact that we need defense. And also, let's speak about Dak. We need an O-line. We need a 1-2 punch when it comes to the receivers. Let's not forget about that. And as running back, let's not draft Ashanti because we're not ready for it. So we are not draft ready for it, free agency ready for it. But when it comes to the Mavs, think about it, gentlemen. We are not ready. We are not ready when it comes to, like, hey, they didn't think about this. Nico did a great job. He did a great job when it came to Kyrie and sending Finney Smith and sending all those guys to Brooklyn. He did a great job. So I have a pair for when that is. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate that. We do need a 1-2 damn punch at wide receiver. That's
one,
for sure.
1-2 punch.
And a great offensive line. Parker on line eight over there in Fort Worth. Evening, Parker. What you want to sound off about?
Hey, boys, I got some stuff to say. I hope y'all are having a good evening. First of all, Seth, Isaiah, those guys don't know ball. We just got rid of a generational talent. Nico, my buddy, I cannot stand that guy right now. I'm a diehard Mavericks fan, diehard Dallas fan in general. Love the Cowboys. It's made me sick to my stomach. Halfway through the football season, it's like, I don't even want to do this. And then you wake up and you see we trade Luka Doncic, a generational talent. For AD, we're talking about injury, people that are not healthy. That man has been hurt his whole life. What do you say, street clothes? It is just absurd. I hope Nico gets gone. Maybe the ownership. I don't know what we do there. DeFont, he's ruined everything. I don't like sports anymore, boys. It's killing me, and I love sports. So y'all thank have you. A good night. I'm going to drink away the sorrows here. It's
that's all you can
terrible.
Do.
God bless you, Parker.
This too shall pass. We'll have something else to rally around. Rangers pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. But, like, since the World Series, what's gone right? The trip to the finals was great. Stars winning a couple of playoff series is great. And it feels like light years away at this point. We do need something. Thank you, Parker. Let's finish this up with Will on line 9. Will, sound off like you got a pair, sir.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. Let's take the cue from Dirk. Let's follow his lead and support Luka. Don't show up in the arena unless you've got a Luka Mavs or preferably Luka's Laker uniform. If they throw people out for that, then bless their hearts. Thank y'all.
You sound like a Lakers fan to me, Will. To be honest with you, I can't do that. Could you imagine me in the purple and gold?
No. Nope.
Man, my sister-in-law, like 7 years or so ago, she was like, family picture at the holidays. We're all going to wear purple this year. I was like, you can wear purple. You know? That's something I'll never be seen adorning myself in. Yeah. So, you know, it runs deep with me. You know, I love the Mavs a lot more than I love Luka. I know it sucks, and it's going to be something we're going to talk about forever. Like, it's the Randy Moss decision times at least 3 or 4. You know, this one's going to live on forever. It's the reverse Herschel Walker. But no way I'd ever put a Lakers jersey on, man. That's crazy. Okay, who are we voting for? I'm going to go with Matthew, who said he could talk about a lot of things. Lucius, how about you?
Shoot. I'm going with a jabby guy who's all for the plandemic.
Yes. I think that was that Seth? Yeah, I think it was Seth. Wolchuk?
I liked Anthony when he opened up with like I got a pair.
I got a pair.
Just like let everybody know. Yeah. Just want you to know I got a pair. And we had some mispronunciation. Like Ashton Genty became Ashante, and DeMont became DeFalk. Either way, solid work tonight, but I'm going Parker. Parker gets my vote.
Good passion brought us.
Yeah, I circled Parker's name. I'm going there myself.
By a score of 2-1-1, and your 6 o'clock sound-off champion for the week. Congratulations to Parker. Thanks to everybody who called in and participated. I bet Fan After Dark will take some more phone calls tonight. They've been taking a lot of phone calls.
They enjoy
maybe
it.
They will, maybe they won't.
Any way to burn a segment.
But yeah, Fred and Blake are throwing heat over there in the bullpen. Speaking of burning segments, Chuck Wagon coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
We're going to burn another one, man. We're going to empty this audio clip talking Canadian football. And would you date a woman that's taller than you?
Ooh,
that's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Danny Gafford out at least 2 weeks with the knee, so we'll hope for the best on that. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here's Zach with his chuck wagon.
Longhorns just made a scheduling change as the Horns are moving up a game against Sam Houston. So they were set to play Sam Houston on September 27th, but now they're moving it up to September 20th. Now, this is important because now they're going to play Ohio State at the Shoe. Then they're home against San Jose State, UTEP, Sam Houston. But then they're going to get a bye week before they start SEC play against Florida. So this is something that Sark wants to do, try and just cut the season into quarters. So this will be your non-conference. You get it all out of the way in 4 weeks. Bye, rest up. Then we start the gauntlet that is the SEC.
Did they have to pay Sam Houston more money to move that thing up?
I wonder. That's a good question, and it's possible.
Sam Houston plays good football, but I just wondered if they said, listen, we'll kick an extra, you know, 7 figures into that thing, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. Just to say, hey, we need you to move it up a week. Thank you very much.
Thank you for helping us here. Yeah.
Kick you a little extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did just see Bobby Slowick, former Houston Texans offensive coordinator. He's going to Miami. He is joining Mike McDaniel's staff in Miami. He's still only 37. He was a head coaching candidate last year after the hot start, but then things fell off this year. So he did used to work with Mike McDaniel in San Francisco and on Kyle Shanahan's staff. So he'll be the passing game coordinator there with Miami.
I think he's more of an intellectual savant designer than a coach, because everything I heard about Houston is they like lacked accountability and it was wheels off coaching and just the attention to detail was not good enough.
I think
he's a really smart football guy, but you know, a lot of these guys that are coming off these coaching trees, they get put in situations where their personnel isn't good or their schedule is tough, and I just don't think that any coach is good enough to overcome if you have guys that can't get in the way of the other dudes.
You think that like overly smart people don't interact with people very well?
Sometimes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a guy that's like this whiz kid, but he doesn't have people skills,
right?
Yeah.
To be able to like
you don't communicate well,
yeah,
and like, that's a huge thing as a coach. You have to be able to communicate.
Yeah, I just wonder about that, like these overly smart coaches.
It's a really tough needle to thread. Like even good communicators,
they can't teach it like they want to.
How do you challenge some of the people that are the best in the world at what they do and not be a D about it?
You have to get creative ways, man. Absolutely. Oklahoma running back coach, former Dallas Cowboy DeMarco Murray, he's emerged as a candidate for Penn State's open running back job. I think he really just wants to get the hell out of Norman.
I think they're in that mode right now where he was trying really hard to get a job with the Cowboys there.
Yeah, I had heard some buzz about him and TC, Tashard Choice. Choice got a raise to Texas.
Yeah.
I think DeMarco.
He's a good recruiter, too, by the way.
Oh, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's, I got to see him start at North Texas, and I mean, Jeff Wilson Jr. Mm. You know, there were a lot of good backs that he had that went to Texas. He's been absolutely phenomenal. So he's going to be an NFL coach one day. It's just whoever wants to. He's getting paid so well there in Austin right now. He's got a hell of a job.
Well, over 800, I believe.
Now, we also have Cam Newton, and it is a Toxic Tuesday. So Cam was on his show last week.
I didn't realize he was that big.
Oh, my gosh. Massive.
I, you know what? I don't remember, like, ever being on the sideline and seeing Cam Newton.
Imagine being a Blaine and have to tackle him.
I mean,
you barely made it to college, fam.
Like, okay, he's walking on Radio Row, and I'm like, and the only reason I'm like, God, who is that big? And then you recognize the hat.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
And the hair sticking out of the top.
That damn big.
Cam's
I didn't realize
massive.
How big that guy was.
Absolutely massive. So he appeared on Travis Hunter's podcast last week on Radio Row.
And they had quite a setup, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Him and Shador Sanders.
That overtime set. They had the overtime show with Overtime Megan, who's also now like a big social media influencer. And then they switched it right over to Shador's and then Travis Hunter's. It was badass.
They had it working.
So he jumped on with Travis Hunter, and he's given him advice on being the number one overall pick. And he kind of takes a shot at the entire roster of the Carolina Panthers. Oh, yeah.
When I was the first pick, I went into a locker room of losers.
How did you handle the pressure of being the top pick?
Let's put it in perspective. You're the top pick because what?
Where you play.
No. You're looking at it from a personal situation. I'm talking about from the professional situation. You're the top pick because that was the worst team in the NFL the year before. For me, I wanted to be the number one pick. You could potentially be the first pick, but bro, you have no way of impacting the game like a quarterback does. You can lock down the number one receiver. You can make impact plays on offense all you want, but it's still not like a quarterback. My issue is when I was the first pick, I went into a locker room of losers. Guys didn't know how to win. Guys didn't know how to prepare. It was a culture shock for me. The games don't mean a lot to a lot of people in the league like you would expect. It's just money. Not everybody has capabilities to be impact players. They're just players.
Hey, Dad, didn't you say you played with Cam Newton?
Yeah, it was there his rookie year.
Yeah, well, one person that was Steve Smith Sr., who was just a Hall of Fame finalist. I've watched and listened from afar, Cam, and how he talks about the Panthers. None of us are perfect. Yes, we were 2-14 before you blessed us with your presence. The way you have talked about the Panthers lately, I'm very disappointed. I wish you nothing but the very very best, but I'm done. Peace.
Greg Olsen, Jeremy Shockey.
Yeah, like there were some good players on that roster.
D'Angelo Williams.
But, I mean, everything that he was saying.
Greg Hardy.
True. Like, usually when you go to that number one overall team, it's because they weren't good the year before. But to call the entire roster a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
That's pretty disrespectful.
Well, with that, I think he was talking about how they weren't responding to losing like he thought they would. You know, like you go from college where, especially with a season like he had at Auburn, every game is, you know, for your life.
Right.
And now you're here and it's like, oh, we lost. Well, I'm going to go get my Lambo. Guys, we'll see you later. Life's good. You know, I think that might be a kind of a turnoff, especially if you get dropped into a losing type of environment.
Michael Irvin, like when he showed up to and he's I'm making a list of that guy's here for the check, that guy's here for the check. And then he reports back to Jimmy, that guy can go home, right? Try and get winners on the team. Now, the other quarterback news, I saw this article about a Canadian quarterback. Okay, now this guy went to the Senior Bowl, but he was not on my radar. And he got interviewed by the NFL Network during the Senior Bowl practices. And I don't know if we can sleep on this Canadian football star. Dude, 6'6", and his name's Taylor Elgersma, okay? Here was his interaction and the newness here. He's got to go from playing Canadian football to the first time he's playing the American rules.
Played at Laurier in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. There's a lot of differences with the Canadian game, including even just the size of the ball. How have you gone about that adjustment?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I spent a lot of time in quarterback country down in Birmingham, Alabama, and worked on some of those, you know, differences in the game, you know, technique, working under center, ball size, you know, 11 guys on the field. It's all different for me, but, you know, it's been fun. I enjoy learning about the game and I enjoy learning about scheme, so it's been embracing it all.
What about just throwing the ball? How are you kind of feeling your way through that process?
Yeah, I think that is just a thing that once you do it a couple times, you get adjusted to it. I mean, the Duke spin's great.
Oh, I don't know what to talk.
It's just one of those things, just reps.
There's not a lot of Canadian quarterbacks that come in, especially not into this type of a stage
here. There you
go. Obviously, a huge opportunity for you here. How do you take advantage of it through the course this week?
Yeah, I just think that, I try and just be me, and get better every single day. I'm not going to be perfect on day one, but if I'm a little bit better day two than I was day one, a little bit better day three than I was day two, I think that's just the plan that I have. Just enjoy this process, get coached up by great coaches, and get better.
I think this is an amazing story. 6'6", 213, Taylor Elgersma. And this is the first time he had to go under center because they don't have any vertical type pre-snap motion there in the Canadian League.
Sure.
So he's learning a lot of stuff.
Was this the guy at the East-West game you said?
No, he was at the Senior Bowl.
He was at the Senior Bowl. There was a quarterback that didn't look comfortable.
It was probably him.
Was it him?
Yeah, wearing the purple helmet.
Yeah.
He won the Canadian Heisman, but he hasn't played 11-on-11. They play 12-on-12 in Canada.
Right.
So everything is different.
Yeah,
but
you can see, that kid. Yeah.
He spins the ball, man. This is a guy, I don't know if he gets drafted, but I'd bring him into a training camp if he goes undrafted. Maybe you take a flyer on him in the 7th round like the Cowboys with Ben DiNucci. He's got talent. There's something to work with.
I don't know if you can work with that name. I just couldn't imagine Elgersma coming off in
we
our
had
TD
Gerbach,
Tuesday segments. Gerbach, you're right.
You're right. You're right.
There have been some odd ones, but
it doesn't
that just
roll
doesn't,
off the tongue.
Nope.
No. We can kick him away. Okay, the tease, I was like,
we'd have heard about him if he'd blown up at one of those practices.
Yeah, I think the first practice they were like, "Boy, you talking about somebody looked out of place."
He did.
I know, but I was just
looking. Look out of place.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm pulling for the Canadian guy here.
Okay.
I think it's a fun story. We just had the corner last year.
Yeah.
Quintez come out.
Yeah.
He was good. We'll see. Maybe this dude stinks, but 6'6", 213. Cannon arm. I'll take that.
Hey, I think Brian would have picked him up back in 03 for the Cowboys.
Jeez.
You got this Canadian guy here.
For sure.
Our buddy
throw
Clint
him in with the baseball
was out
guy.
There. Yeah,
for
why
sure.
Not? Chad Henson.
We had a good bullpen going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if it doesn't work out, he can go try his hand in baseball.
Yeah.
Back in Canada.
Or lacrosse or something.
What are they playing in
Buster
Canada?
Buster Olney was really excited about our group.
This was a defenseman that really just didn't work out at hockey, so he switched over to football. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Athletic guy.
Would you date a woman taller than you? And then we did get a good text in, would they date me? There probably are a lot of women that don't want to date a guy that's shorter than
them.
Women
do not want shorter.
This specific lady.
Shout out to the Short Kings.
Short Kings, absolutely. And this is about a Short King.
Sorry.
University of Illinois senior Lucas Bird. He's one of the best college wrestlers in the country.
Ooh.
At 133 pounds,
okay.
But he's 5'6". Mm. His girlfriend is Ellie Holzman.
Volleyball.
Illinois, 6'2". So we've got 6'2 volleyball stud
there you go.
Dating 5'6 wrestler.
Ouch.
And when they're side by side in photos, it's awkward. But I'm here for it. I just don't think you typically see a size discrepancy like this.
She's going to stand over him in arguments. Look down on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's down. And the poor thing, they
could
went out.
Could you back up, girl?
They had a formal night. She's in heels.
Oh.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's what my homegirl tells me. If she can't wear heels with her man, then she can't pick him.
Okay.
See, some of these gals are into the shorter guys, so I think you'd have to leave room for that. But I'm of fairly average height. And I'll tell you what. I once dated a gal. She was about 5'8". And you could tell she loved the super tall guys. And she would talk about it. Huh. He's 6'5". Oh, my goodness. And she would almost go into this trance talking about super tall dudes. And I was like, this ain't going very far at all. I can't check that box for you. So I think it's case by case. If she's taller than me and she's obsessing, that's her category is tall dudes, ain't no way, right? But if she's I like a shorter guy, and I actually believe her, I'd be open-minded to it if she checked all the other boxes.
Well, I think Tyreek Hill has opened this up now. Doesn't he have a tall girl fetish? Isn't that what he's calling it?
Is that what he's... I don't know.
I think that's what he said today. I just read an article. He said, I got a tall girl
fetish. Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
The receiver?
That
all the babies?
That tall plus-size model.
He needs to be...
Yeah, and
I thought he's looking for a left tackle. Is what he was looking for.
He's got a
legal situation with the BBL girl.
Yes,
he's got to chill.
But she's also like 6'4" or something, and so he's into that. Maybe this is a thing.
Oh,
maybe this is a thing.
Hey, somebody's gotta like it, man.
Tall girl fetish.
Feet are way too big for me.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I can get a tall girl that has feet under the size seven, I'm cool with
That's
it.
Perfect.
Yeah, but
Other than that,
is that even possible?
Who are you, Sabonis? Get your big ass feet out the bed.
Get out of here, Boban.
Yeah, what is this?
What the hell's going on? Boban. Man, yeah, well, we got a couple of texts coming in. My cousin's 6'4", her husband's 5'6". All right, that's even a bigger discrepancy than this is right here. My wife is 6'1", I'm 6'.
Okay, wow. Oh. You got some tall kids.
I mean, the inch matters, but...
A buddy of mine that I used to work with,
that's not too bad.
He played football at Kentucky, and he was obsessed with a taller wife. So he married the star of the volleyball team.
There you go.
With the idea that we were going to make, he used to call him Brady Quinns when Brady was at Notre Dame. Yeah. He's like, we're gonna be cranking out Brady Quinns, right? And of course, Brady Quinn turned out to be nothing. But he's got four kids now, and two of his daughters are like all county in basketball. Yeah. Like it worked out. He planned it well.
Brady Quinn, he was married to A.J. Hawk's sister.
Yes.
So you got Brady Quinn, handsome quarterback dude and tough linebacker kid, I guess.
Yeah, like I would do that, you know, if I was single again and there was this tremendous athlete, but she happened to be taller than me, but she was fast and coordinated, you know, like All-American style. Uh-huh. I don't care how. Yes.
Yeah.
I would marry her.
Yeah, for running purposes, back. Right? If I can run in the back, it'd be a big old tall girl that can beat me up.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well,
thank you, Wolchuk.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
I got the deets here on Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
He was an OnlyFans model, plus size.
Yeah.
She was tall and big. Yeah. And 6'1", 250.
Oof.
And he said he viewed plenty of her tapes before messaging her via Instagram in May 2023.
Oh, this is a trip, bro. Bro, I said, oof.
He was like, you know, me and the boys were kicking it. And I was like, hey, bro, I got the tall female in my phone.
The tall female.
Yeah. Big old gal. Ooh. Yeah.
But it came back that after they had their little blocking day.
Yeah, when she broke her leg.
Yeah, she broke her leg.
But they had some relationships.
Yeah, he still slayed it.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
Well, come on, toughen up.
That's true love right there.
Yep.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Tall girl fetish.
Yeah. All right, we're back to cross with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking for you next year on the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. You can watch us on Twitch and YouTube. They have a graphic up right now of all of our different shows, and the Fan After Dark is coming up next. Dude, Fred's headshot makes him look like a pro wrestler, doesn't it?
No, so
wait a minute. What?
Yeah, look at this.
Did they change
look at this like one over here.
He looks like a defensive line coach in some Division III school.
You got like the eyebrow raised.
Is this not the lawyer photo? The lawyer photo's gone?
Yes, it's a lawyer photo.
Oops, my bad.
Fred Davis. Okay. Call 1-800
Mr. Biz.
Yeah. Winningham College.
Talk football with you.
We're just glad to make it to the graphic.
Boy, you can say that again.
No, it's a good look right there.
Say that again.
I was hoping they'd still have Reginald on there.
Did for the longest time.
It looked like it was slicked back into a ponytail. Right? No?
A little Chiafalo action?
No, I
when did you have long hair? What age?
I mean, we're talking about long hair?
I don't know, third, fourth grade maybe?
Ooh.
90s.
93?
Grunge.
92? Absolutely. I may have had a mullet.
I mean, I would mullet, yeah.
Early 90s, that's what you did.
All right. Mine was in 89, actually. Wait, did you ever do the rat tail?
I did, unfortunately.
Oh, no. I never
got parachute the rat pants? Tail.
What's that?
Parachute pants?
Didn't do the parachute pants, but I did have a pair of Zubaz.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the weightlifter pants?
I had a pair of Chiefs Zubaz pants. So
those are big.
And you wore those out at night, didn't you? Like you were going out.
I was an elementary school kid, for Christ's sake. So, yes, I did. I
dumped that.
I didn't care.
I don't know if they let you get away with that in Houston radio, but we're a little bit more wholesome than that up here in the DFW.
Okay.
For C's sake. You kidding me?
Yes.
Hey, if you guys needed some comedic relief for the evening show, Dak says the Cowboys are close to the Eagles.
Yeah, no, we heard that.
Oh, you saw
that? In the same division.
They are in the same division. Not proximity close, because obviously Philly and Texas being far. So maybe
better at geography.
Look at me. I know. Stepping
what about
my
Denver
game
and
up.
Colorado?
Those are very far away from each other. I don't really know what he means by this. I love the false confidence. That's what you want to hear your quarterback say. You don't want your quarterback to say anything less. I don't want him to say, hey, we suck and we're never going to win a game.
He said that on the sidelines in Atlanta.
He does say that on the sidelines. So we've always said that Dak is a great face of the franchise, can say the right thing in front of the microphone, and he said the correct thing. We're just making fun of him because it's not true. But that's what else is he going to say, that we suck?
But where would you rank Philadelphia as one of your top 50 states of all time?
Great question.
Not high.
Gafford out at least 2 weeks. Is this the closing scene on their playoff hopes?
100%.
Yes. Because it's not even – Gafford has been amazing for the Mavs and playing through injuries. We've seen him get injured in games and come back. It's to the fact where you have one guy over 6'8 now. And it was a guy that was on the Lakers practice squad.
Yeah.
And Kyler Kelly. It's not like you have.
He didn't play last night, right?
Yeah, I think he played 1 minute. Don't have good bigs. You have no bigs.
None. Hey, the Lakers just waived Christian Wood today. Going to bring him back?
In a sweatsuit the whole season.
I was going to say, I mean, this guy
fits on the Mavs.
Stealing money for crying out loud. God bless him.
And I know that.
Sweeney can do some magic with him, maybe.
I know, General, I know you've been on this before. I wonder where these guys are. Are we ready to just kind of tank? Like, even Fred talked about, let Kyrie trade out of here. Like, if no one's really back, let Kyrie chase a championship.
Okay, serious question. Do the Mavs even have a first-round pick this year?
Yes. They have it this year.
That's protected?
2027 through 2030, they have zero of their own picks.
Oof. So but this is your last year.
It's either pick swaps or belongs to somebody else. Yeah, I think the only way to hope that this makes sense is that Kyrie and AD could play well for the next 5 years until they're 36 or 37 years old, because without those picks, but I think that's far-fetched for guys that have been hurt this much in their careers to play well this long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why Nico's talking about quitting.
I think with one offseason,
the team,
it became obvious last night how offensively inept they can become and how it just looked so disorganized chaos there for a while.
And the first time that I reached out to some of our Mavs people, I've never seen a coach not talk postgame. And I reached out to them. I was like, have you ever seen that before? Mm. They're like, Tim Cato, I think, even put, like, I've been covering the NBA for 10 plus years. Never have seen a coach not talk postgame, and it makes sense talk postgame, but it's not fair to the fans, not fair to the media, who we didn't make the trade. I don't think the fans made the trade. Mm-hmm. And then when we have a reaction, we get met with silence, or Mark Cuban the opposite, telling you to be silent.
That was crazy, man. I've assumed to this point that maybe Jason Kidd knew about the trade and just wants to be quiet about it, you know, and maybe he supported it a little bit. But after last night, I was like, man, he might just be fed up with this because he had nothing to do with it.
All-star break can't come soon enough for the Dallas Mavericks. And I'll say this. This is my own personal speculation. No inside news. I think AD's done for the season. And I think they're holding this news out. I think they're going to try to tell us over all-star break. Because imagine the night that Luka's debuting. That you say, AD's out for the season. We got him for 3 quarters. They're trying to hold PR. They're going to tell us probably during all-star break.
No way. Oh, no.
You know it's got to be chaos over there in emotion and denial. I think from, you know, leadership is set from the top down, and I think those folks up there are in denial, and last night they made it worse. So what could they possibly do to make it better? That's where we'll pick up the conversation tomorrow as they get set to take on the Golden State Warriors. What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
We got a loaded one. We got Brandon Laurie, a blogging the boys. He's joining us at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
He'll be joining us. We're going to be doing our NFL kind of awards throughout the rest of the week, so that'll be a fun thing to keep up with. And then, of course, a little fair foul today as well.
Right on, gentlemen. Have a great evening.
Yes, sir.
Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark, is next, 7 to 11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup. Just went 5 flawless once again. Woolchuck and Broadus and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Till tomorrow at 2, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.